Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Alright folks, welcome back to Mental War. This is your boy Hunter Rivers, and today we're diving deep into something crucial. Something that impacts every single one of us, whether you're a CEO of your own life, or still figuring out the remote control. That's right, we're talking about boundaries. Ever feel like a human piñata? People just keep whacking away at your time, energy, and sanity? Setting boundaries is the mental armor you need to protect yourself from getting pummeled. It's not selfish. It's self-preservation, folks. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, so why let them trample all over your time and emotional well-being? Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries? Sounds kind of harsh, right? But trust me, it's not about being a jerk. It's about communicating your needs and limits clearly, respectfully, but firmly. It's about saying no when you need to, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Think of those Spartan warriors, the epitome of discipline. They knew the importance of boundaries, physical, mental, emotional. They lived by a code that protected their strength and focus. And guess what? We can learn a thing or two from them. Here are five key takeaways to become a boundary-setting badass. 1. Know your limits. This is foundational. What drains you? What makes you feel resentful or overwhelmed? Identify those things, work deadlines, social commitments, even that annoying friend who calls at 2 a.m. Once you know your limits, you can start setting boundaries around them. It's like figuring out the load capacity of your mental truck. Don't overload it. 2. Communicate clearly and kindly. This is where many people stumble. You don't have to be aggressive or harsh, but be direct and assertive. Use I statements. I need some time alone to recharge, or I can't commit to that project right now. Remember, a well-placed no is a powerful tool. 3. Be consistent. Boundaries are like fences. They only work if they're maintained. If you let people cross them once, they'll likely try it again. Be firm and consistent in enforcing your boundaries, even if it feels awkward at first. It's about teaching people how to treat you with respect. 4. Practice self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat healthy food, exercise, spend time doing things you enjoy. When you take care of yourself, you're better equipped to set boundaries and maintain them. 5. Don't be afraid to walk away. Sometimes the toughest boundary is saying goodbye to toxic relationships or situations that drain your energy. It's okay to walk away from things that no longer serve you. Your well-being is paramount. Remember, you don't have to explain yourself or apologize for protecting your peace. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Sarah's phone constantly buzzes with work emails after hours. Her boss expects her to be available 24/7, and her colleagues text her at all hours with questions. Sarah feels overwhelmed and resentful. She knows she needs to set boundaries, but she's afraid of disappointing people or appearing unprofessional. Sound familiar? This is where things get real. Sarah starts small, replying to work emails only during specific hours and politely declining non-urgent requests after 7 p.m. She also blocks out time in her calendar for self-care activities, like yoga and reading. At first, it's awkward, but over time, Sarah feels a shift. Her anxiety levels decrease, she has more energy, and she actually enjoys her work again. She's reclaimed her time and her sanity. So remember, folks, setting boundaries is not about building walls. It's about creating healthy spaces for yourself to thrive. It's about saying yes to what truly matters and no to the things that drain you. Start small, be consistent, and don't be afraid to speak your truth. You deserve a life filled with balance, purpose, and joy, a life where your time and energy are treated with respect. Now go out there and set some boundaries. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.